Street musicians are a mixed lot. There are the drunk a cappella singers looking for change, or the earnest if off-key guitar players doing Joan Baez tunes. In many places around the country, though, you can also find some very talented musicians playing out on the street, and this summer we've asked some NPR reporters to find a favorite musician in their area. NPR's Chris Arnold went out on the streets of Boston.
37-year-old Eric Royer grew up playing in punk bands around Boston, but he says that eventually got old and too loud. Or maybe he got old and it always was too loud. But either way, Royer had always loved folk music. And one day, about 10 years ago, he tried going out on the street to play banjo.
The style of banjo that I usually play is called bluegrass or scrug style. It evolved in a band situation, so when you play it by itself, it doesn't quite make sense. So I used to play on the street, and I played it, you know, it sounded like, you know. But I always really liked how a banjo sounded with a guitar.
So Royer set out to create and become what few musicians can really pull off, a one-man bluegrass band.
If you don't believe I'm gone, look at the train I'm on. You can hear the whistle blow 1,000 miles. Oh me, oh my, you can hear that whistle blow 1,000 miles.
We caught up with Royer on the sidewalk in downtown Boston. He's wearing a farmer's hat and a plaid shirt, and he's seated at a little table that's actually a slide guitar. He's got a banjo and a harmonica slung around his neck, and at his feet he's got pedals, like an organist. The pedals are connected to a contraption of copper piping, cables, and whirling gears that allow him to play bass guitar chords, hit a cowbell, and make a doll dance around on a string. And he sounds really good.
I'm going to run so fast till I know it couldn't last. Those wheels was burning up the rails. Oh, me, oh, my. Those wheels was burning up the rails.
There's something about music in unexpected places. When you're walking down the street and turn the corner, sometimes it grabs hold of you in a different way, makes the brick walls and the sunlight through the trees more beautiful and worth noticing. And here, with his contraption and dancing doll, Royer has that effect on people.
There's something raw about it.
William Parker is a lawyer at a nearby firm who stopped to listen.
There's something wholesome about it. I'd actually say something spiritual about it. It's him. It's his connection with the world. I like that. I like when I see an artist that can do that.
For his part, Royer says he likes playing on the street because he gets to reach so many different kinds of people. And enough of them respond to him that between selling $10 CDs and collecting buckets full of dollar bills, Royer's been making his living this way for the past 7 years. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.
And you can find photos of Royer's instruments and more samples of his music at our website, NPR.org.
Three in a row, a ballet, it's three in a row, a ballet, it's three in a row.